Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
On the roads, the traffic is moving slowly in Buccleuch on the N1 North, all the way through Midrand to past Samran Road's exit. And there are reports of protest action in Hurst Hill near the CBD of Joburg. Harmony Road is closed between Stadler and Perth.
We start in Westbury, where scores of angry residents continue to stage a protest in the area. Roads were barricaded with rubble and burning tyres. Today's demonstration comes amid an ongoing water crisis. The Good Party has joined calls for Chris Brown, American singer, not to perform in South Africa in December. There have been strong objections to the musician performing in the country due to his alleged abusive history. Women's rights activist group Women for Change has called for the organiser big concerts and sponsors to cancel the concerts. And a judge in the American states of Georgia has blocked an order for ballots in November's presidential election to be counted by hand. Judge Robert McBurney ruled poll workers would not have received adequate training to handle millions of ballots. Democratic candidate Kamala Harris has welcomed the ruling. I'm Chanel September, and I'll be back at 5 with more news.
It's sports news time, brought to you by Superbet. Know your sports better than anyone else? We'll prove it at superbet.co.za. Superbet, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
We start off with some football news. Thomas Tuchel said that the offer to become England manager came at the right time as he aims to end the Three Lions' wait to win a major tournament for the first time since 1966. The former Chelsea boss was announced earlier today as the permanent successor to Gareth Southgate, who led England to back-to-back finals in the European Championship. Tuchel has been appointed, and he's been out of work since leaving Bayern Munich at the end of last season, and he's going to begin his new role in January on an 18-month deal at the end, towards the end of the 2026 World Cup. The Bulls have got the services of David Creel for their upcoming United Rugby Championship clash against the Scarlets at the Parc des Scarlets, and that's happening after his red card was rescinded. Now, the midfielder Creel was given a red card in the Bulls' victory over the Ospreys in Swansea, and he was adjudged to have led with his elbow, making contact with Ospreys fly half Daniel Edwards. But of course, after that, it was decided that it wasn't as severe. And Temba Zwane is expected long-term absence due to an Achilles injury is a hammer blow for both club and country, and could have a major impact on next month's and the next couple of months for both. Having lost Lyle Foster in the previous game against the Congo and the likes of Yaya Toure, Mtobi Mvala and Talent Mbata in recent times, there is a growing list of injuries, and that's a concern for Hugo Brewers. Rain was start the opening day of the first test match between India and New Zealand in Bengaluru. And well, in terms of Pakistan and England, that match going into the second day after the Pakistanis were bowled out for 366 by the English. In response, on day two, England ended on 239 for six in a day that belonged to the Pakistanis. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
Spin our wire wire and keep the reel spinning with Superbets. With daily promotions and a chance to win up to 1.6 million rand every week, the excitement never ends. But bet, spin, play and win big with Superbets. Sign up now on superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Superbets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Line 0800 006 008.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.